helping us there on Yemen. Here's what I feel quite strongly about.
Breakfast with Refilo and Mulato
on Cape Talk.
I'll donate my FQSAT to you, listeners. Somebody sent us a message around containers on the side of the highway suggesting that they should be used as housing. And I made a clear comment that I don't believe that just because I'm poor, I would want to live in a container. Let me give an ear to some of your responses. Someone here saying containers are naturally insulated. Are they use these for social housing in South America? And container prices have skyrocketed in the last few years as people embrace alternative building materials. Another one says, did Refilo just say, just because I'm poor, I don't want to live in a container? Wow. Again, proof, Refilo, that you have never really been in a real township. No, Mitchell's Plain does not qualify. You need a reality check, my girl. No water, no electricity. Both were included in your caller's suggestion. Growing up, you had it all. Overseas trips, good schooling. You have no idea of how 75% of the population live. Thank you for your comments. So, I'm well aware of the trend towards container living. I'm well aware of the fact that people are using them, not just in South America, by the way, but in Nordic countries. But I'm also well aware of the fact that particularly in South Africa, they are marketed heavily to turn the attention away from a criminally imbalanced real estate market. That people who participate in that real estate market refuse to recalibrate because it's profitable for them. They make profit off a greater participation of international buyers, and it is to the exclusion of South Africans. So I don't care if you want to sex it up and tell me that South Americans do it too, that it happens to be insulated and that the Nordics do it too. South Africa is a vast country with massive amounts of space. And frankly, at the end of the first year of the pandemic, massive vacancies that still no one can afford. Yesterday, I saw an advertisement for a 700,000 rand, 14 meter square space on the Atlantic seaboard. A half bedroom for almost R1 million. It is criminal that a country that is junk rated by all ratings agencies, whose currency is as volatile as ours, whose GDP growth is in the negative, and that is about to breach the 100% to GDP level of debt, gets to swan around and tell people that bricks and mortar are not for you. Just for us above R1 million, for 14 meters squared at 700,000 rand. It is a principal issue when I speak about containers. Human beings should not be living like cargo. And it is an indictment on our economic system that we are trying to sell it as if it's something sexy or acceptable that a middle class country or a middle class family should aspire towards that kind of life. To the person who made this personal, I am sorry that you felt you needed to attack my history, but please never again make the mistake of confusing the fact that I share some parts of my life with you for the seeming thought that you know anything about me. I feel very strongly about that.